the hunter found Snow White and took her into the forest. When they reached the deepest, darkest part of the forest, the hunter stopped.
"Go," he whispered. "Run fast and far and don't ever go home."
Snow White watched the hunter disappear.
"Well, I can't go home now," she muttered.
She looked around at the dark and silent forest. It started to rain.
"But I can't stay here either. Okay, feet, let's go."
Snow White ran and ran. She ran across a stream, up a hill, and down into a dark valley. She ran all morning. By midday, her pale skin and rosy cheeks were covered in mud and scratches. By early afternoon, her long black hair was full of sticks and leaves. By night, she was not beautiful anymore. She was tired, hungry, and shivering with cold. But then, Snow White smelled wood smoke in the air. She followed the smell and found a cottage in the woods. There was a warm, golden glow from the windows. She knocked on the door.
"Hello?" she called out. "Is anyone home?"
There was no answer. She pushed the door open and went inside. Inside the cottage were seven tiny beds, seven tiny chairs, and a roaring fire. A big table was covered with dirty dishes. Snow White was very hungry and thirsty. She found some bread and ate the whole loaf. She found some milk and drank the whole bottle. Then she sat in front of the fire to get warm. And just like that, she fell asleep. When she woke up, there were seven dwarfs standing around her. Snow White rubbed her eyes.
"Who are you?" she said.
"This is our house," said one dwarf angrily. "Who are you?"
"Shh, you'll scare her,"
said another.
"She's a giant. She scares me," said yet another.
"Can I stay with you?" asked Snow White. "It seems I can't go home."
The dwarfs whispered amongst themselves.
"Okay," they agreed. "But only if you help us wash the dishes. We hate washing dishes."
"It's a deal," said Snow White.
And so Snow White found a new home with the seven dwarfs. Every morning she washed the dishes. And every morning, as the dwarfs left for work, they said,
"Be careful. Don't open the door for anyone. And thank you for washing the dishes. We really hate washing dishes."